No, everything's going well. In fact, I just got back home from the arena. We had a couple of workouts today. We've got 10 of our players cleared and working out in small groups. It's a lot of fun. They've been working hard, man. I'll tell you what. We have some skilled players, and we got a ton of shooters.
Yeah, I've seen some of what you posted, and I absolutely want to get to that. But yeah, you had your trio of pros debut in the WNBA, Sabrina. And what one thing struck me, I mean, it was the debut. The WNBA was signing on for the first time this year. I mean, Seattle has two historic players in Sue Bird and Breanna Stewart. But the first shot we get was of Sabrina. So safe to say that, and a lot will be determined by her play. I mean, it's amazing how quickly she became a focal point of that league.
Oh, no question. It wasn't by accident that that the Liberty got the very first game of the season.
Sure.
She's a draw. She's so popular. And, you know, and listen, like you said it, you know, she's going to have to produce, but I'm confident that she will. But there's a lot of pressure on her. You know, and I think the league needs her to be one of its faces, and I think she will be. You know, she stepped up to every challenge before, and I anticipate that she will again. And quite frankly, I thought she did just fine. She didn't shoot it well, but, you know, rebounded it well, got to the line a few times. You know, they didn't make it very easy on her for the first game. I mean, they gave her the storm, for crying out loud. And they were trapping her on ball screens. They were trying to get the ball out of her hands because they know what a playmaker she is.
Yeah, I said, you know, they had the national attention. She also has the opposing players' attention as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, a quick thought on Breanna Stewart, because, I mean, we could all make cases. Cynthia Cooper, Diana Taurasi, Rebecca Lobo. I mean, a lot of great players. But with Stewart, you know, she went 4-for-4 at UConn, including the Final Four MVP, Rookie of the Year, Finals MVP, all defense. I know she was hurt last year, but Coach, at just 25 years old, I mean, you've seen the best of the best of the best. How high up the list is she?
About as good as you know, anybody's ever been, quite frankly. You mentioned her, you know, all the winning she's done. She helped, you know, I got to coach her for two summers.
Oh.
USA Basketball. We won a couple of gold medals, and she was on both those teams. And so I've had a chance to work with her and coach her, and man, I'm telling you what, she's a whole package. And you know, she's humble, and you know, she's easy to like, and so it was nice to see her come back. Those Achilles injuries, man, those are no joke. Those are tougher than knees to come back from, and she looks like she came back 100%.
No, it was awesome to see her back out there. Talking with Coach Graves, I obviously don't have to tell you, but I've heard from a lot of people who are seeing some of these players do their thing more than ever now. I mean, I have not seen much of Courtney Vandersloot. You know, I know she's a point guard by trade, and she pretty much took over down the stretch. You know, I've heard you talk about her, and she is something special as far as a floor general. Just how unique is her, I want to say, court sense or vision?
Best passer in basketball, and has been for years. You know, she 2 years ago set the WNBA single season assist record. So now she holds the pro and the college record for single season. And then she broke her own record last year. And, you know, and being named first team all WNBA. So safe to say she's the best point guard in the world. And so to be able to coach her for 4 years, I mean, and Sabrina for four, and Maite for four, I mean, how lucky have I been as a coach to have that level of point guard for so many years of my coaching career. So, and you saw the best of her. You know, I don't think she had a great game overall, but still had 11 assists. And like you said, had a nice stretch in the second half where she was scoring, shooting the three, and then made the assist, to her wife on the last, last shot of the game. So, a set, by the way, that we run quite often. I was going to post that. We call it, Hammer. And they ran it for the game winner. So it was pretty cool to see.
Yep, she drives baseline, pass out and splash. Perfect execution. As far as Ruthie Heber debuting in that game, she didn't play in the first half. Saw some action in the second half. Couple buckets, couple rebounds. So her debut, and it looks like she's going to be worked into a very good lineup. Maybe a little more slowly because they have some veterans on that front line.
Yeah, actually, she would have played in the first half, but that Azaree Stevens was having a good half, so I think Coach went with her. But she's definitely in their rotation. I think you'll see her playing more and more. I thought she did quite well, actually, and took one of her patented Ruthie Heber charges inside.
Yep.
That I didn't think they'd let her get away with that, but they did. So they called the other player for an offensive foul. That was pretty cool to see. But I thought Ruthie did fine. I thought all three of them looked like they belonged, Steve. And that's the main thing. They didn't look overwhelmed as rookies. And you nailed it. Chicago's a good team, and they return 90% of their scoring, rebounding, assists. You know, it's a veteran team. So she's going to have to work her way in, and she's going to be fine with that.
You know, it's amazing. The words you just used, I'm looking down at my sheet for the notes, and I wanted to ask you about Satu debuting with Dallas, and my comment was, I thought she looked like she belonged. I swear, that's exactly what I had written down. What did you make of her first appearance? Because to me, it just looked like her out there, which is a compliment.
Yeah, I thought Satu looked good. You know, she rebounded the ball, made a couple of really nice elite-level passes, quite frankly, and, you know, hit a three, got to the basket a couple of times, got to the free-throw line, so she kind of displayed a little bit of everything that she can do. She's got to continue to, you know, quicken up her feet a little bit and be able to defend a little bit better, but I thought overall she was fine, and, you know, and obviously they have a lot of expectations on her. You know, they started, so two of those three started as rookies. That's not easy in this league. People forget there's 144 jobs in the WNBA. 144. You look at the NBA, they've got over 400, you know? So to even make a team and then start for that team is something special. And especially when you're a rookie.
Yeah, it's amazing because, well, obviously Rebecca knows her, but when you hear the analysts who maybe haven't seen her that often, I mean, she makes their eyes get wide. And I don't have to tell you, you call her the unicorn. With her skill set, people must just look at her and say, so I don't even know if the sky is the limit for what she could do.
No, if we bet on her future, We are going to be rich people, Steve. She's got a big time future. Even though we can't bet on it, you know, NCAA coaches here. But no, she's got a bright future. There's no question about it. And really, all three of them do. I think all three have the potential to be stars in the league. I think all three have the potential to be long time pros. Now the rest is up to them,
right?
You know, and hopefully they get the right opportunities. But I think they're all in good situations right now, and I anticipate that their numbers will all go up, and they'll all really start to get comfortable, a little bit more comfortable in what they're doing. This was game number one.
Right.
But how about tomorrow, man? We get game number two, Satu and Sabrina's teams playing against each other.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked for that. A couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. You posted film of a drill on Twitter with your Maryland transfer. Taylor Mike Sell, she's doing the cones, pull-up jumper, taking feeds cross-court. It might be cliche, but she just seems to be as natural of a scorer or shooter as you can find in this game.
She is what we call a baller. She lives to play basketball. She understands the game. She loves the game. She works at the game, you know? And I just love that about her. And guess what, buddy? She does not miss. I mean, she's at an Aaron Boley level in terms of shooting and gets it off quick. And, you know, and she's good. She's an all-around player. She's not just a shooter. So I really like her potential for us.
Yeah, she's one of those shooters who, when she misses, you're like, wow, how did that happen?
Right?
Yep. Lastly, you need to teach us in the media. And they say the best way to learn is to do. So my idea on Twitter, when we come through this pandemic, we get a few of us media members out there, proper stretching for the older among us with some of your players. So what do you think? Could you run us through some drills?
Oh, man, I would love that. You know, my first year here, we had a what we called a fantasy camp. So we had a camp, a one-night camp for fans. And we probably had 50 or 60 people, and we put them through some drills. And I was just, you know, several of them were, let's say, up there in age, quite a ways up there in age. And I was kind of worried that, gosh, that's all they need is a blown-out knee or something at this point. But it was fun. We had a great time, and I think they realized that, you know, it's not that easy, you know, what these kids are doing. So, absolutely, buddy. I don't know if you're very coachable, though. I mean, are you going to listen and make adjustments, or are you just going to say, oh, I already know?
Nah, I'm very coachable. My dad was my coach in baseball and basketball when I was younger, so I learned that there was a price to pay for not being coachable.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Okay. No, I think that's a great idea. We'll do that, and we'll call it Media Daze, D-A-Z-E. How's that?
And confused.
Yeah, there you go.
I would look forward to that. Coach, always appreciate the time. Folks, keep an eye on Twitter at GoDucksKG. See some of the great drills and get as familiar with you can as some of the new faces. Thanks for joining. Be safe out there and enjoy the summer, and we'll talk soon, Coach.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Can I plug one thing, buddy?
Absolutely.
Tomorrow night during the game, it's on CBS College Sports, me, one of my assistants, and a bunch of my players, we're going to get together virtually and have a Facebook Live segment. So you can watch the game and watch us on computer, and we're going to break down the game, have some fun, tell some stories about Satu and Sabrina as we're watching them play. So give a little bit of insight. Should be kind of fun. So just get on Oregon Women's Basketball Facebook and watch for that tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Good info. All right,
yeah.
Coach. Thanks a lot.
As always,
you enhance things, and I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Okay. See you, buddy. Thanks.
All right.